Role of Diagnostic Microbiology Lab in Infection Prevention. The Diagnostic Microbiology Laboratory, DML, plays a pivotal role in resident care by providing information on a variety of microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, with clinical significance. The primary goals of the DML are to identify the presence of pathogenic microorganisms in clinical samples, predict the response to antimicrobial therapy, and assist the infection prevention department as needed in epidemiological investigations. The manner in which these goals may be accomplished in healthcare settings may vary, but they include screening for infectious diseases, confirming the presence of a suspected pathogen, and diagnosing individuals with specific organisms to allow for targeted and focused treatments. A variety of methods can be used to identify microorganisms in clinical specimens. Methods used in the DML in the diagnosis of infection are as follows: classical methods, direct smear, culture, antigen detection, serological tests. Molecular methods, hybridization, nucleic acid amplification, real-time amplification. Mass spectrometry, matrix-assisted laser desorption/ionization time of flight, MALDI TOF. The DML is an essential component of an effective infection prevention program. Changes in microbiology diagnostic techniques, such as rapid diagnosis and typing methods, have strengthened the role of the microbiology laboratory in infection prevention. The partnership between the infection preventionist and the DML medical microbiologist is crucial in combating healthcare-associated infections, HAIs. Often, the first step to identify microbes is preparation of a slide to examine the clinical sample microscopically. Another necessary procedure in bacteria identification is preparation of pure cultures. Note that not all microbes can be visualized with a microscope, nor can all be cultured in the hospital laboratory. Diagnostic stewardship. APIC defines diagnostic stewardship as selecting the right test for the right patient at the right time to optimize clinical care. Key points made in this definition include timeliness and accuracy. Microbiology data need to be timely to be of use in providing safe and effective resident care. This relates to the lab's capacity, its workload, its level of efficiency, and the time required for the specific tests. Example, growing a culture. In addition, diagnostic stewardship promotes proactive communication regarding expected turnaround times for both the preliminary and final results. The availability of lab staff to be on call to answer questions also relates to timeliness. Accuracy is needed in antimicrobial resistance surveillance data so that treatment guidelines and IPC programs can be guided by the best evidence. Related to accuracy is representativeness, meaning that the data should reasonably represent the population. For example, in a healthcare facility that specializes in pediatric care, data from adult or geriatric populations should be utilized with caution. LTC facility HCP will primarily be involved in the diagnostic stewardship process in a few areas: determining the right microbiology tests or diagnostic tools to use, collecting specimens and ensuring their proper handling and transport, an analysis of the resident's laboratory results by clinicians for resident treatment and by the surveillance team to add the results to the surveillance data. Specimen improvement involves leveraging diagnostic stewardship principles to enhance urine cultures, blood cultures, C. difficile testing, molecular detection panels, and clinical decision support models requiring the documentation of certain symptoms prior to testing. It is concerned with ensuring that standard operating procedures with clear case definitions and other local guidelines are followed. This includes the following: all of the necessary clinical, demographic, and epidemiological data are provided for each specimen and specimens are labeled correctly. Specimens are collected prior to starting any empiric treatment. The specimen is high in quality. This is accomplished by following relevant guidance in the areas of properly trained HCP, proper collection technique, and proper tools. Specimens can be collected safely. Storage and transport of specimens is done according to relevant guidance so that they remain significant and clinically relevant. This includes what to do if there is a delay in transport. Example, some specimens should not be refrigerated. Some require preservatives such as boric acid. Improving how the data are used includes ensuring that the reports are simple and contain interpretive statements to help guide correct understanding. Negative test results also need to be reported. Upon being received at the healthcare facility, the reports need to be easy to access in resident files, ideally electronically, and as part of surveillance data. It is also important to ensure that the clinician uses the laboratory results to shift from empiric treatment to a pathogen-directed therapy. Better utilization and proper use of diagnostic tools will increase and improve the data that are available for surveillance. Diagnostic stewardship has a primary role in laboratory processing and procedures, but this is of primary interest to laboratory technicians and so is not addressed here. Another aspect of diagnostic stewardship is administrative. This aspect focuses on ensuring that the diagnostic services have enough capacity and the right capabilities, including quality, while also remaining affordable. Communication tool, SPAR. Infection prevention and control programs, antimicrobial stewardship programs, and diagnostic stewardship programs depend on effective and efficient communication among these functions as well as with residents, other HCP, and administrators. The Situation Background Assessment Recommendation, SPAR, framework is a tool for communication among HCP that was adapted from a similar U.S. Navy tool by Michael Leonard, Doug Bonicum, and Suzanne Graham at Kaiser Permanente of Colorado. This tool can be downloaded and used by HCP for communication purposes without seeking permission as long as it is not modified. The tool is for communicating among HCP about resident conditions in an efficient and timely fashion. However, it can be used for any critical conversation requiring action, for example, communication among IPC, antimicrobial stewardship, and diagnostic stewardship committees. This method is easy to use and helps to quickly set expectations regarding what the conversation will be about and its relative urgency. In its guidelines for implementation, the SPAR tool provides advice on how to contact a physician regarding a resident, ensuring that the person making the contact is prepared, such as by personally assessing the resident and their vital signs, reviewing the person's chart, knowing the date of admission and other details such as information from the doctor's progress notes or the nurse's notes. These various documents also should be at hand for the actual conversation. The person contacting the physician then fills out the form and uses it when contacting the physician using the physician's preferred method, example, pager, call service, cell phone, home phone during off hours. The tool advises not waiting more than 5 minutes between attempts and trying different modes as needed. There should be a process in place for escalating emergencies that cannot wait for the physician to respond so that safe resident care remains the top priority. The form is then submitted to the recipient or the contents of it are verbally conveyed. Here are the four parts of an SPAR form. Situation, S. After identifying who you are, the resident, or other issue in question, and other identifying information such as unit and room number, use this area to indicate the nature of the issue, when it started or occurred, and its severity. Background, B. Here you identify any important background information about the resident, or other issue, that is critical for the recipient's understanding. This can include date of admission, prior diagnoses, current medications, four fluids, most recent vital signs, code status, and other clinical or resident information such as allergies or current and prior lab results. Assessment, A. Here the sender, example, a nurse, provides their personal assessment of the situation, which could be one or more potential diagnoses. Recommendation, R. Here the sender indicates recommended next steps such as specific diagnostic tests, transferring the resident to another care setting, or the need for a change in the physician's orders. Exhibit 3-15 shows an example of an SPAR form for a suspected UTI. Exhibit 3-15. SPAR form for suspected UTI. Source, Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Diagnostic and antimicrobial stewardship example. Urine samples for UTI. UTIs are common bacterial infections. In the antibiotics article, Antimicrobial Stewardship and Urinary Tract Infections, Lillian Abbo and Thomas Houghton state that urine samples are the largest single category of specimens received by most microbiology laboratories, and the majority of urine cultures do not yield clinically significant results. This includes catheter-associated UTIs, CAUTIs, which are the most common type of HAI reported to the National Healthcare Safety Network. The article notes that many of these samples are collected from individuals who are asymptomatic and that many who test positive for a bacterial agent receive antimicrobials inappropriately because they likely have asymptomatic bacteriuria. The article recommends basing collection and interpretation of samples on the clinical scenario, avoiding cultures for women with acute uncomplicated cystitis. Instead, short course therapy is effective. taking a urine culture for persons with acute pyelonephritis or complicated UTI so that pathogen-directed therapy can replace empiric treatment.